Ooh. Ooh. Nothing like a nice, relaxing day at the beach. Well, better get this over with. Friend, good to see you. I know, it was difficult in the last village. Who knew torches and pitchforks were still a thing? It's so 17th century. But even so, I'm glad you put yourself... Well, I put you back together. I still love you. Luminar's Brimstone, Witch Investigator, is open for business. This is so nice. I knew setting up business on the beach would be a good idea. The sun is shining, the birds are calling, the tide is rolling in. Forgot about the... tide. Luminar's Brimstone, Witch Investigator, is open for yada, yada, yada. Ugh, I need a drink.
Here it is. Just where they said it would be.
Look, I told the last constable that this is a public beach, and there's no signage saying I can't camp here.
You're, investigator?
And you're a client, aren't you?
Not much gets past you, huh?
Not a thing, because I'm Luminaris...
And this really is the tent everyone was talking about.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you're the talk of the town, Miss... Brimstone. A woman setting up a large ramshackle of a...
Watch what you say. This tent has more than enough image issues.
Yes, a large tent on the beach at high tide is rather unusual. And when the tent floated out to sea, you levitated it from the water.
I used an incantation.
The villagers also told me they heard some other, colorful words mixed in.
Did you come here to hire my services or to gawk?
Well, both, truthfully. We've begun having a bit of, a problem with tourists.
Doing what, exactly?
Disappearing.
This is a quaint... beach town. A few people are bound to come here intending to disappear and not return to their old lives.
It's been 20 so far.
Okay, 20 in a year is a little high relative to the population of Larksbridge, and it's really not odd when you factor in variations over...
this month.
Oh, that is interesting.
People are starting to take notice. Tourism is down, and there are rumors of some sort of curse.
Curses aren't so bad.
We get enough curses from people trying to leave. Reviews news for our city. Tourism is down 20% already. And if there is an actual curse, I...
Oh, relax, Mayor. I'm sorry, I don't think I caught your name.
Lobstro. Mayor Lobstro.
Well, don't you worry, Mayor Lobster. I sincerely doubt your town is cursed. In need of a fresh coat of paint, a few capital construction projects, and maybe signs telling visitors about high and low tides, maybe, but not cursed. Is there a local watering hole?
You might want to start at Ariel's Bar. And it's Lobstro.
What did I say?
Lobster.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, sometimes this silly witch brain of mine is so full of spells I have a hard time with names. But don't you worry, Mayor. Whatever your name is, Luminaris Brimstone is on the case. And before I go, who would a gal need to see around here about getting paid?
It's Lob... You know what? Never mind. You can see my administrative assistant at Town Hall. Drake will take care of you.
Wonderful. Well, Mayor Lobster Roll, this has been a lovely chat, but I better get to work. So, is this Ariel's Bar?
It's pronounced Ariel. And the full name is Ariel's Bar, established 1997 with legal distinction from any and all beloved children's stories and related adaptations owned by multinationals.
That's a lot of syllables.
It's easier to say when you're drunk.
You philandering clownfish of a woman. Wait, that insults the entire clownfish community. Clownfish are monogamous. They don't get into their neighbor's pants when they feel lonely.
Oh, are you on about that again? I messed up, Naga. I said I was sorry.
Whoa, messed up? Messed up. Is that what we're calling hooking up with my next-door neighbor?
Rhea is nice to me. They appreciate my inner and outer beauty.
You just wanted to get in Rhea's pants because they called you pretty. I thought you were pretty too, you know. Never tried to get into my pants.
I did the laundry, remember? I know what was in them pants.
This is a little embarrassing for them. Let's see here. Oh my goddess, finally found it. I can never keep track of this stupid powder. May your heart and mind find calm. Hi, Naga, is it?
Is it?
Oh. Okay, you might have reacted a little bit more strongly than I thought, but you'll sleep it off. Happens to the best of us. Naga, honey, it's time for you to go home.
Home?
Home, yes. Good job, sweetheart. Go home.
Home. Home.
Should I be worried about her? We don't live here. We're staying in a hotel, so I'm not sure where she's going.
No, I think she'll be fine. Probably. Are you okay? I couldn't handle that awful voice for one more minute.
Yeah, our relationship was done a long time ago. I thought this vacation would help, but clearly things were already over. Naga's either been drunk or high on dust this whole trip anyway.
Dust, you say? Seems a little bit out of Larksbridge's league.
All I know is Naga was fine when we got here. High as a kite after the first day.
And where would one go to score dust? Asking for a friend, of course.
Seriously? Asking for a friend?
What? You don't think I look cool enough for drugs?
No. Not even a little.
Yeah, I get that a lot. All right, fine. My name is Luminaris Brimstone, and I'm investigating some disappearances that have been occurring in Larksbridge. If dust is involved, well, let's just say it's good I'm here.
A PI? Well, Now that I believe. I don't actually do dust, but Naga kept disappearing to the wharf after dinner. Came back a whole lot more personable each time.
Makes sense. Easy to bring it straight here by boat from Blackreach, and you just have a floating base to do business out of. Anything else you can tell me?
Sorry, that's all I can think of.
That's okay. You've been a big help already.
Hey, wait. Can I see you again? I mean, maybe to talk about the investigation or something. I don't know, never mind.
Legume, was it?
Lagoon.
You can call me Lumi if you like. And my tent is set up on Deeral Beach, far away from the water. I hope you drop by. You wouldn't happen to know where the wharf is, would you? Asking for another friend. Wait a minute. Am I getting farther away from the ocean? I knew I should have asked you to point which way south was. Hello? Is someone there? Nice job, Lumi. Had to skip the one day they were teaching directional magic. Now, since you let your pride get in the way, you're literally walking the opposite direction down a sketchy road where you're probably about to be attacked by a werewolf. Again. Lumen.
Cursed witch. Put that out. You will scare off the raccoons.
I'm sorry. Did you say raccoons? Oh, goddess, you're a beast tamer, aren't you? What in the world are you doing? Oh, my goddess!
Why do you have to scare him?
He was practically halfway up my leg.
Because he was trying to be friendly. Whatever, I better go fight him.
Wait, can you help me find the wharf?
The wharf? I hate to tell you this, witch, but you got a long walk ahead of yourself. Oh, wait! Never mind, you got your... you know, your...
My what?
Your broomstick?
Well, first off, I'm not exactly holding one, am I? So I'm not really sure where you'd think I'd be keeping it. And second, no, broomsticks are a rumor someone started hundreds of years ago that got a little out of control. I have one in my tent, but all it does is sweep.
So you're walking?
Sadly.
Wait. And you don't have, like, a navigation spell, a way to teleport where you want?
Oh, sure. Let me just snap my fingers. Oops. Left my omnipotence in my other black frock. Navigation spells exist, but they require magical energy I don't have and a lot of expensive supplies for a witch on a budget. And even if I did have those things, I barely passed magical navigation in school. And why am I explaining this to a beast tamer? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude. Can you please just tell me how to get to the wharf?
Oh, since you ask nicely. Turn around and go the exact opposite direction that you came. Once you go over the river, take a left. There is a road that follows alongside the river that you can take all the way to the coast. The wharf should be visible once you get close.
Thank you. And sorry. Again. For being... Hey! Hey, you in the sketchy trench coat. Yes, you! God, this whole town is thick.
The hell do you want?
You know where I can score some dust?
Okay. What just say no to drugs advertisement did you just fall out of?
What do you mean? That's a totally normal thing to say.
Oh, absolutely. But it's not what you said. It's how you said it.
What does that even mean? You know what? Never mind. That's not the point. Do you have what I'm looking for or not?
Nope.
Seriously?
Seriously. What, do you think a trench coat just means I'm a drug dealer? Or do you have something else to go on? Go back to your hotel, you weird, dorky little witch.
Fine. I'll be back for those drugs, though. I know I'm right about you.
Who's the weird, dorky little witch?
No idea.
Did she want to buy?
Yeah, but...
But what? Did you seriously just send away a customer, Nick?
I didn't like what she was saying.
Well, what did she say?
That I look, I don't know, sketchy.
You do look sketchy. I told you not to buy the trench coat.
You wound me, Mola. You wound me.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful poetry and music. Stop whining and start selling.
Miss Brimstone, are you in? Hello?
Yep. Yeah. Give me a minute. Mayor Lobster Bisque, what brings you to my humble abode on this very, very early morning?
Lumi, is there someone outside?
Yeah, La, but I won't be long. Don't you move that cute little butt one inch. What exactly can I help you with, sir?
Someone else went missing last night. My niece, actually. Naga was in town visiting with her girlfriend, Lagoon. She was supposed to meet me for breakfast this morning, but no one can find her.
Oh. Well, I will certainly get right on that. I wonder what could have possibly happened to...
Naga is missing?
Lagoon! Interesting finding you, inside the tent. What exactly are you doing here?
Official business. Top secret. Catch up. Anyway, it was so nice chatting with you, Mayor Longro. I'll let you know as soon as I find something. Bye!
What did you do to Naga? You told me not to worry about her.
It was just a little bit of ground brambleberry. It makes people euphoric and suggestible. Should have worn off in like 30 minutes. She did react a little more strongly to it than most people.
I can't believe this. This is what I get for talking to a witch. I have to go find Naga.
La, hold on. Let me help you.
You've done enough.
Well, good job, Lumi. Adding an extra missing person for you to find.
Listen, lady, I don't know where your girlfriend is.
She was here. I know it. You assholes are the ones helping her get high every night.
I have no idea what you're talking about. And you need to leave now.
I'm not leaving without Naga.
Hey, buddies.
Ah, great. This broad again.
I don't need your help, Lumi.
Oh, you know the dorky witch?
Sadly.
Hey, I'm cool. Kind of.
Just what I need. More females.
You, seriously? I was going to try to smooth-talk my way in, but I don't have patience for rude assholes. Especially liars. You lied to me yesterday. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Oh, actually, I have just the thing for this. May your garments flame as hot as your lies. Ignis.
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
On fire. Ugh, he's such a dork.
Wait, La, let me go first. It's not safe. La, slow down.
Naga, are you here?
Oh. I didn't know Nick was sending in customers.
What have you done with Naga?
Whoa there, don't mind her. She gets a little cranky when she doesn't get her dust. You know how it is. Sorry, Nick had to run off, but he said you could help us.
Yeah? Yeah. Right this way. I'll show you the product.
Stay behind me.
All right, ladies. The product is in the back of the room.
You go in first.
No, it's ladies first. After you.
Oh, I'm not much of a lady. After you.
What is your problem? Just get in the room.
You're going to lock us in.
What? No! No, I was not going to-
Naga!
What in the hell? Now there's three of you?
La, wait!
Naga? Honey, what are you doing? You're really close to the edge.
Do you hear it?
Naga, come away from the edge, okay?
It's so beautiful.
What's beautiful, Naga?
Her song.
Right. Do you hear a song right now?
You don't? That's such a shame. She's calling us home.
And how do we go home?
By dying.